guys on the page wanted to know when you first got into Gretchen, how.
Well, got into her own one.
That's very nice.
Both. The inspiration and then the fulfillment.
I don't remember when I started wanting one, but I remember taking a picture of Eddie Cochran around the hawk shops and saying, I want one of these. And I finally found a 6120 for $250. And had to put it on layaway.
So the store in Illinois?
Oh, in Hollywood.
Oh, I see.
Like 75.
I see. So not in the 50s when you were playing?
No, in the 60s I had a Guild Starfire with the White Yeomans and the Bigsby.
And when I read all the bio stuff, it says you started playing in 53.
54.
54. And then there's also a connotation that you took lessons on a lot of instruments, but not the guitar.
Yeah, my mother wouldn't let me.
Right. But they let you have it.
Well, they were already there. My dad had guitars.
I see.
I just love it when
I started out with a harmony tenor guitar. Four strings. Because I was 6 years old, I couldn't get my hand around it.
Right.
My best story.
And then I had a harmony six string, and then I put a pickup on that.
What did the Armin sound hole pickup?
It was a that was a Kingston or something that clipped on the tailpiece,
right,
and a little bar. And then I got one of those harmony sort of Strat looking body in the two Armin pickups. I had that, and then I traded that for a Hagstrom.
And this was by late 60s.
Oh, this is I got the harmony, I think, 63, and then I traded. I was giving guitar lessons at this music store, and they sold Hagstroms. And they let me sell the harmony there and then buy the Hagstrom. So
and what
the
was
guys that came out ahead on, I had a Hagstrom. It was a blue 2-something.
What was your inspiration for playing guitar in 53?
Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Sons of Pioneers.
Sure.
Had my cowboy hat and my cowboy boots and all.
So you were 10 at the time? 8?
6. 6 and 54. I'm 60.
And you don't look 60.
Well, you're only as young as you feel. I'm in trouble.
Todd?
3 minutes.
3 minute award.
Zoom time.
And the guitar's been in the works for 12 years?
I think I first talked to Fred and Dinah about it in 98.
And did you take the idea to them, or did they come to you?
I think I went to them.
Yeah. And the chambering you just discovered in the last 6 months?
Oh, no, I knew what it was like inside. They didn't believe me.
How did you know?
Because I've had, half a dozen of these, and poking around inside of mirrors. I mean, I never got a really good look at the inside until we x-rayed it. But
right.
I knew it was hollow.
Yeah.
They wouldn't believe me, though, until they x-rayed it.
Was it your idea to do the relic?
Yeah. But I like it.
Does it feel just like your guitar if the setup were on?
If I fiddled with it for 20 or 30 minutes, it would feel exactly like mine. It's pretty close now.
Yeah. What gauge strings do you play?
10. I've been using the original 150s, Fenders. I use GHS sometimes. I like them, but I always get mad. They're so inconsistent. I got two boxes of them that all have dead E strings or something, you know.
But they're a little brighter than the Fenders?
They're a little different. I don't know. They seem a little woodier, a little more. They got a little more something in the middle, but the Fenders are really consistent, and they're sealed, airtight, and every set's the same. And I get, I'll use GHS for a while and get mad.
And you've tried D'Addario?
I have. They're kind of boingy sounding on the. They don't twang as nice.
Do they go too bright? Or?
They sound kind of like a rubber band boinging the low strings on here.
You hadn't played baritone? I know you liked the one last night.
I always thought it was kind of a funny tuning for a bass guitar. I got a Dan Electro bass, six string bass.
Yeah, the Longhorn.
No, it's a single cutaway. They made it for me. It's a custom one. Single, it's Silver Sparkle with three pickups.
Yeah.
Harold Bradley was one of my heroes.
Right. Oh, it's the rockabilly band play.
Doesn't.
That gig that's online is from 2003?
I think so. That was just kind of a one-off thing. I did rockabilly in the 70s before. Ever since my bass player got killed, I didn't do it. Pat Woodward, you know him? Played upright bass with me, and then when X kind of took off, I got him a gig with Rick Nelson, and he was in the plane with Rick Nelson and Rick Enfeld, and all those guys in the band were friends of mine.
What do you wish people knew about Billy Zoom that they don't know?
I kind of wish they knew less, I think. I don't know.